It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. Every year about now, I take time to look at what the new year has to offer me. The opportunities, the potential, the awareness, and the growth that are all open to me. The chance to feel the way I want to feel. If you followed this blog for a while, you know that I don't really believe that setting goals for the new year makes one hoot a difference over setting goals in July. Women don't need yet another social structure to be pressured by. You get to plan and implement what you want, when you want. The real point of goal setting is not when you do it, it's to give yourself a plan of action for getting the life you want. That being said, the new year offers a clean slate of sorts, and for those of us who are very visual, an empty calendar that's waiting to be filled with some amazing things. It's the chance to recreate, revise, and renew, and for that reason, I take the time to look now at all parts of my life. First, I connect with my deep core and get clear about how I want to feel in the new year. For me, that's energized and inspired, learning and growing, having fun, and keeping my life simple. There's my business. I look at what I want to attain in the coming year, my financial projections, and what I want to offer my clients. New products, new programs, making what worked even better, and saying bye-bye to what didn't go over that well. Then I drill down to my deep core to what will get me there in ways that will keep me connected to how I want to feel. And although my biz is a big part of my life, it's not all of it. I have a very full life that includes rocking my marriage and showing up the way I want to show up as the mom of two daughters and sons-in-law, the grandma of two granddaughters and a grandson on the way, woohoo, the daughter of a 90-year-old dad, the sibling in a big, busy family, and the friend of a variety of peeps who live all over the world. Each area for me is a really big deal, and while sometimes one takes more of my time than another, each one gets my attention. Again, I drill down to my deep core to determine how I can get to being this woman with so many hats while making sure that it's simple, fun, and motivating too. Simple is a really key part of my planning. I know full well that I can't do it all at once and do it well, so I do what I can in ways that feel right to me. If my plan is crazy busy and requires too much energy for me, I just don't follow through. And you know how that feels? Shitty. Spoiler alert, if you find yourself there, just allow yourself to let it go and start again. My simple means that I pick two or three ways that I can get to what I'm aiming for and go for it. I also spread things out over the coming months so everything doesn't have to be done at once. Then I take a look at how I'm doing and give myself permission to change my plan up if something isn't working for me. I know you're thinking about your new year too, right? Don't get caught up in the whole resolution thing with lofty promises that only beat up your self-worth. Do the work to figure out what you want to attain and how you want to feel, not just after you get there, but along the way as well. Figuring it all out means I'm headed into the new year feeling confident that my time and energy are aligned with who I am, the woman and the coach I want to be, all based on what lives in my deep core. Come join me. You've got all the tools you need in your deep core.